This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, April 3rd. God's word to you today is the priority. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 6, verse 14, and it says, "As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died." If you place anything in your life that you cannot take with you to heaven before the cross, you are setting yourself up for destruction. Anything at all. It could be a job, a business, a possession, a relationship, your finances, or even your child. If you place it before the cross, you are setting yourself up for destruction. Luke 9:23 says, "Then he said to the crowd, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me.'" I will share a personal experience with you. This happened in my early years of pastoring, a new pastor leading a church that was growing at a phenomenal rate. However, I had two businesses running in Lagos, Nigeria, and one running in Ukraine. Then I felt God was leading me to stop my businesses and focus on ministry. And at the time, even though I could, I was not collecting any remuneration from the church. Even though I had agreed to his leading, I took my concerns to God. I was not collecting any remuneration from the church, so how would I survive? After that, I told my wife what I felt God was saying. "Did he say you should stop one business or stop all three?" she asked. "And are you sure?" I assured her that I was sure that it was God's direction. But from time to time, she would ask again and again, "Are you sure this is what God is saying?" And on one of those days, when she was again asking if I was sure, I assured her that I was not confused about it. I was as sure about the step as I was sure about my name. She agreed, and we stopped the business and did not tell anyone. My interest in the world was crucified to me. Do not get me wrong. I am not saying that there is anything wrong with doing business. I am back to doing business because God has given me permission to resume doing my business. The bottom line is this: if you place anything, I mean anything in your life, before the cross, you are setting yourself up for destruction. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. "Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God, all the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.